Okay, Simon Gimel, Anhogas Beis Hakisei. So this is the same Yisod as in Simon Beis, the idea of Tznius, by men, by women, really. The idea of Tznius that we're talking about here is the idea of Al Yomar Hinani Bechadri Chador Miroani, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melo Kol Haaretz Kvodo. A person has to have a certain sense of dignity, of self-respect, because he's never alone. Even if you want to let down your guard and act with a certain hefkerus, a lightheadedness, or kalus rosh, when you're alone, but you're never really alone. That awareness of the Bir Halacha brings down here in the beginning of Siman Gimel that the midas atznias is a mitzvah saseh diaraisa. He brings down, and it's Vaya Machnecha Kadosh is the source, and then the idea of Machnecha Kadosh is also Shvizya Hashem L'Negi Samid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always part of your Machnecha. Okay, so there, but the Kisei was Kisos, but the Kisei was different than ours, of course, and many of the dinim will reflect that. We'll see. Sheikonis Lebeis HaKisei Yomer Eskabdu Mechubadim Bechulu, the whole formula to say you're talking to the malachim that are malavi you, so you're saying basically, wait for me, I'll be right out. Ba'achshav lo noagu lo omro. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Kenonu muchzokim liyrei shemayim, sha'am malachim malavin osanu, shenavakshem shiamtinu aleinu atchenetze. It's considered inappropriate. But Dar Hashulman says, of course we have malachim being malavi us. That's a gemara. There's so many sources that everybody has malachim being malavahim. He says, Dar Hashulman says, we're not aware of it. And if you say, wait for me till I come out, so it's you are raw, because you're exhibiting that you have an awareness of the presence of malachim. And that's what's ludicrous. Okay. The Shabura Taka says, we don't have them malavahim also. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah didn't sing Shalom Aleichem, I don't know. Sit Beis. Yeitzenua Beis HaKisei. Below Yigala Atzmo Acheyeshev. That's Tznius. You know, when you're taking a bath, a shower, obviously you are Megala yourself. Here it's not necessary, so you don't do it. Below Yelchu Shnei Anoshim Biyachad. They didn't have like we have it, so that they would have like an outhouse, just playing in the field, so you don't do it together. It's not something. It's private. It's a private matter. Not like what's wrong. Let it all hang out. It's only societal mores that make you think there's something wrong. That's not reflective of halacha, of Jewish philosophy. It's something. It's private. It's something that's not sanua to do with others. It's not. So that's it. So that's also. It's not sneistic. You don't let it all hang out. Well, yechlu shnei noshim biyachad. You don't talk in the bathroom when you be, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Close the door. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't, you're not megali yourself at sheyeshev, and you don't get up kshu megula. Be a sneistic as is practical, as is normal, as is possible. It's not like it's. No, don't prance around because there's no one watching you. That's what they used to do. They were afraid, whether of mazikin, of animals, of robbers. They were out in the open. It was outside the city. It was outside the inhabited areas. People wouldn't walk around where they had their own houses. You don't do it in a place where someone could see you naked or see you uncovered. To actually be there when you're being mefane, which sometimes indeed is necessary when you're babysitting or something. So a cotton chain bodas mutuli kones. What? To urinating, l'chayra, it's mashma, then it's okay. That's the mashmos. Lo yadaber. Dimu l'sorach gogol efshemutu l'daber kol zman sheinif ne'adayin. Aval be'esh nifne af l'tzarech godel osur. Not sneezing, it's just not, it's inappropriate, not dignified. The miyev, you know, there's a yesod that many say, I saw him shamshon for hirsch, many say it, I'm not sure who was the first, that many times the Torah writes a din in its most extreme chiddushtika context, and you're supposed to extrapolate to normal contexts. For example, it says the chiyuvim a person has to his wife, it says in the context of marrying your maid. So you're supposed to say to yourself, even if I married a maid, I have obligations. Koshkein to a regular wife. Or Chveis Baltashchis, it says in the context of Mulchama. Now, Mulchama, you're destroying everything in sight. Right? But you have to pull back and say, wait a second, there's a fruit tree. I can get the job done just as well if I cut down that a fruit tree. And all around you, people are killing and destroying and this, because it's Mulchama. So, and that's where the Torah says Baltashchis. See, you're supposed to like, oh, so like Baltashchis is really a serious thing. That's the way the Torah writes. The Torah writes sometimes dinim, many times the Torah writes dinim in extreme situations, so that you should extrapolate how important it is. So you extrapolate. So here also, like Vayu Machnecha Kadosh. The whole idea of being tzenuah b'beis hakisei, and then you do it mechutz l'machaneh, it's not something private, it's something you don't just do. So it's also said in Mulchama, when people are really very animalistic, right? I don't know if anybody has ever fought in a Mulchama, but it's poshut that you become like an animal. I mean, you kill, you want to survive, you undergo a whole, it's really a very severe matzav being in a mulchama. And even there the Torah says, you know, you're being mefane, go michutz l'machane, vaya machnecha kadosh, make sure you cover up after yourself. So that's also one of these cases. So here also, you know, it's private, you don't go michutz l'machane. That was what we said, the tova of the mon, because if they had to be mefane, they would have to go michutz l'machane, and they had a long walk. So one of the tithes of the mon was that they didn't have to be, there was no need to be mufane. You can't appreciate this, but I grew up in the 60s when the yesod of society became that everything you think is public and undignified and inappropriate to do publicly, go do it publicly, bedafka. Like, why not? And that was like the whole breakdown of society was with that yesod. And Torah teaches you mamish not like that. That there are things that are private, that self-dignity and self-respect demands that you don't do things that are inappropriate to be done publicly. You don't do it publicly. And that's where tznius comes from. You know, that's the whole idea of tznius, of uncovering your body. You know, we think of it, oh, a woman has to be tzanua because someone might look at her and be over an issur. It's not really, it's not that. Tznius is an inner mida of self-respect, of dignity, of things are private. You don't go prancing around showing things out publicly. With a woman, it's more blatant. But with a man, all of these dinim are all, these are all tznius things that we're learning now. And it's true in dress also by a man. And in the Hilchos Beis Hakisei and the Halachos and Siman Beis are all the same yesod. That dignity, a person is not an animal. A person has to have dignity, self-respect. There are certain things that are not done publicly, and so on and so forth. Okay. That's like the yesod of these two simonim. If things look funny and you don't do them, and should I do them, you can ask me. I guess you should try to do them. Do your best. That's the yesod of life, I always say. You do your best, that's all. They're not. I don't want to minimize chalila what we're learning in Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Brura, but I want to get over. It's not isurim per se. It's not like it's awesome. Like objective, absolute isurim. It very well could shift. You know, we saw in the Mishnah Brura, you know, you have to put on your, I don't know, you have to put on your socks under the covers. I mean, I'm not going to say you don't have to, but. You know, To us, we don't understand. To us, that's not particularly tsanua, I don't think. I mean, I feel safe in saying that I don't think to us that's a lack of tznius to uncover your feet. So that's okay. There will be societal mores to determine what tznius is. Okay, then there are objective, you know, makomos hamachusim beguf has certain objective standards too. That's what the Gemara in Brachos learns out from Sukkim. Shok b'isha, this, that, seyer b'isha, there's certain things that are objectively necessary. Okay. So beishin ifni, you shouldn't talk. V'miyev shalizkar hadelas v'shacharot selichmez. So don't talk, but just, you know, cough, make a noise. Yincharu zelozev lo yedaveru. Rakanoshim k'shehokos v'beizakizay ha'kavu alarabim. Kemo beizakizay shebesodde b'yameyam. They have outhouses. Or v'chatzar beizakneses v'medinos elu. They also have outhouses. Hiskinu chachomim, the special tagonos chazal. Sheyu mesaprim zum, so they specifically should talk so that people should know women are there and they shouldn't approach. Again, you know, the differing values. So you have to make a judgment call which value is gover over what. Okay, Siv Gimel, Imroitzel Lamashmesh Befiat Abbas Bitzror, or Bekisov, that's what they used to use to poke around in order to, I don't know, to open the bowels. Liftoach Nikovov, Yamashmesh Kodim Sheyeshev. So I don't know, it could be, it's Begoli also, even though he just said don't be Begoli before you shave. Lechoyre, this is when he's uncovered. I don't think they did it through the gov, so the Teretz is, if it's necessary, you do it. Would I bring a raya from here that if it's necessary, you could? Yeah, I guess I would. Yamash mishkodim sheyeshev, below yamash mishakha sheyeshev, ne shekosha l'kshofim. Kosha l'kshofim doesn't mean it makes kshofim hard. It means it makes kshofim easy. In case you're wondering why everybody's worried about things that are kosha l'shikha, they should welcome things that are kosha l'shikha. It means kosha don't uncover yourself unnecessarily. And this is a rule of thumb. It's not like a kazayas of matzah that you have to measure. It's a rule of thumb. That's all. However, how much you need to. I'm trying to make it palatable. The point is to understand that you're soul. You may. Maybe less than a tefach. If you feel a tefach is too much, so then you have to do less than a tefach. It works both ways. It could be things that you know, and every person in life is different. You know, there are people that are more dignified. And they have more of a chiyuv to appear dignified. The idea that I don't want to say a rav because say a Rosh Hashiva maybe he shouldn't go jogging. No, people shouldn't see him jogging. It's not dignified. I mean, that's also part of tznius. As you raise your level of your station in life, so you have a chiyuv to be as tzniustic as the situation requires. Again, dignified self-respect. If it becomes accepted, then it very well might be okay, but sometimes society gets so degraded that it dips below a certain point, and you have to know which society. Goyish society? You're talking about Jewish society that's copying the Goyim? To what? Right, but I mean, I feel, you know, in certain cities, in certain states, in certain parts of the world, a rav would be expected to go, you would. The rabbanim in San Francisco also, you know, in California. You're not going to jog. You're miskinmensch if you don't go jogging. I imagine that's how it works. It depends where you are. I'm sure a rav in California is expected to go jogging. Huh? I was never in California. Was I ever in California? I don't think I was ever in California in my life. Okay. Imrotu l'mashmesh b'fiat tabasu, we said, yeah. Imeni yachol liponos, the Mishnah Berurah says, yeilech harba'amos, v'yeshev, v'yamot, v'yeshev. These are eitzes. You can take a laxative also, you know. Achi yiponeh. Or yasiach daitim idvorim acherim, v'lo yiponeh ba'amidah. That is l'chayra also tzniyus thing. That's also hilchus tzniyus. Siv dalet lo yigal atzum ki meliachrav tefach u'malafonav tefachayim, v'lo yosim mishum tzniyus, Mulfunov to Fakhaim, the Mitoksu Dochik as Altmulik Doylem, Ubali Dektanim, the Tsark to Fakhaim, Mishum Kiluach Meiraglayim, and Nitzan the Meirachok. You don't need barely anything if you're doing Katanim standing up. So there's no reason for any Giloy at all, barely. Babach Kosov, the Nochon Lahachmer Shir, Gamalfunov Rech Tefach, Voskimu Imo Harbe Meachronim, Vizorshalo Yalachlik Shambagod of Gufu Minolov. Because that's really gross. You're laughing. Go to New Orleans. Go see what's doing there. You know? Go see. One of the things, you know, I'm not comparing the two because it's not really comparable. But when all the people converged onto Kfar Maimon, one of the things that were very striking that they said afterwards is that you had all these people all of a sudden, this very small area, and how clean they kept it. And how everybody gave, the other people had privacy, and like it was very clean, everybody cleaned up after themselves, and there was nothing, like, I remember reading reports that made a point of talking about how they kept tznius and nikius to a remarkable degree to so many people all of a sudden converging into a very, very small area, relatively speaking. Okay. Sif hey, im nifne b'mokom b'gula she'em bo mechitzos, in an open field, yichavein she'yupon of l'dorom v'achor of l'tzofon o ipcha, I will be mizrach lemayr of Asur, ulahatul mayim b'cholin yin shari. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on Sifhei. We'll continue mitzvah Hashem in our next shiur with more elaboration on Sifhei and further.